Hey guys, welcome back to the Let's Talk Digital Show with Official Gaurang, and welcome to the first episode of a brand's journey. Now, I think you have already heard the introduction and what this series entails for you. Today we'll be discussing about the brand values, the mission and vision, and where I am at right now in the brand's journey. So let's not make you wait any longer and begin. By now, most of you might know that I am a brand strategist, and I'd also like to add that I've always wanted to start a digital agency of my own. And I think this thought has been stuck behind my head since I was in class 10-11. Back then, I didn't understand completely what opening or building a brand agency means. But right now, I do know that, and I do understand that, and I've worked in agencies. So even after all these years, I have the same passion towards building a digital agency which I had when I first started learning about a digital agency, learning coding, learning designing back in my school. And I think that itself states how much I really want to go forward with this. And I think I've also mentioned it during one of my videos, which I posted a few months back on YouTube, where I somewhat shared my journey in a digital agency and what my life meant there and what I have learned while working. I'll be leaving a link in the description so you can check that out as well. I think you'll find it interesting. So this is the first time I am revealing my brand name publicly, and I have been planning this for quite some years now, and I've worked on bits and pieces over the last 3 years, ever since I entered my college for my MBA in 2017. And the brand's name is Crazen Media. In my previous episode, I had said that I had quite a few ideas which I had worked upon but have never seen through it. So I'll eventually be capturing every single one of them under the umbrella of Crazen. So to start off with, what does Crazen Media stand for, and why do I want to start Crazen Media in this world filled with digital marketers and digital agencies? Why do I feel there's a need of yet another digital marketing company in an already crowded and a very competitive space, and somewhere and sometimes in an overly saturated market? Especially in Kolkata. Kolkata city, it's where I have been born and brought up. And I know it's not just me, but most of you will be agreeing with if you're familiar with Kolkata or you have lived here. Yes, it's an overly saturated market, but on a different note, I believe that we in the city are not developed enough to be at par with what is required for a digital agency to thrive in a market. And please don't get me wrong, I'm nowhere saying that the existing digital marketing companies here are not good or are not capable enough. There are quite some companies that are way beyond amazing from Kolkata, and they operate in Kolkata. And there are amazing number of clients here whom most of the agencies would love to work with. And not just in Kolkata, but from all around India, they would love to be associated with those companies as well. What I meant is we'll not be able to thrive as much because the environment, the vibe, if I can say, in the city is not up to that level of where every single digital marketer wants to travel or shift to a city to work. We do that because we love that environment. We love the feeling we get in that city, the craze, the pace of work, the amount of uniqueness, and the amount of exposure we get in a particular city. That's somewhat lacking in Kolkata right now. And I'm hoping this gets better soon for all of my friends who I've grown up with and have moved away from Kolkata. I hope one day they'll feel that they want to shift back to Kolkata because that's where the market is. Anyhow, moving forward, My thought behind Crazen Media was to provide a one-stop solution platform for big or small companies or startups and individuals for building a brand. My motive behind being that having less or more money should not be the differentiating factor between a brand's campaign in comparison to a good brand and a not so good brand. I want to be able to provide a platform where we are able to find creative ways to promote brands with less pains, with less spending capabilities. After all, being a freelancer for quite some years now, and after working relentlessly for many companies and being rejected from almost double and triple times, I think I have the right to say that it's hard for a freelancer to exist, and it's hard for a good freelancer or upcoming budding freelancer to stand out in a crowded market. So we at Crazen have started handpicking artists and creators whom I want to be in a team with in Crazen. And a thing we all have in common, you ask, we all are freelancers and we all are creative people striving to be something better on a daily basis. So, a quick fact check. Let's talk about where I am right now, rather where Crazen is right now in its journey. Right now, I'm at just 1% into the building blocks of establishing Crazen Media as a digital agency. But I've worked with over 120 clients while I was working in an agency, and I've worked with quite a few clients as a freelancer, and I can't really use them as a client because I can't really showcase them as my clients in my personal portfolio or in my Crazen portfolio. I can obviously speak about it, but I cannot showcase them because it would be wrong on my part, because I worked on those clients while I was working in agencies, in different agencies, as an intern, as an employee. So it's almost 2021 and I am starting a fresh plate, and I will only be showcasing my clients moving forward from 2020, as I have done every single freelance project since 2019 under the name of Crazen Media. I had a separate team in 2019 and I made quite a few pitches to companies big and small back then, but still I don't want to use those clients. I don't want to use those pitches. So I have a fresh team, I have a new team, and I have worked solo as a freelancer. I started working solo again as a freelancer in 2020, and I'll be using all those clients under the name of Crazen Media. So I'm currently working with a client on a rebranding project of their website, their logos, and the content for the website as well. And I should be done with it by the first week of January. And once I'm done with it, I will be sharing those particular details with you about the client and the work I did for them in a case study manner. And that will be a separate episode of its own. It will solely focus on what the issue was and how did we solve it and what did we do and my process and my approach towards doing it as well. I am and will actively be looking for new talents to recruit, and I'm officially looking to establish Crazen Media as a company by the end of 2020 so that I can take up bigger companies, bigger projects, and scale up my company. So these two coming years are the most valuable for me to build a strong backbone for Crazen Media, and I've thought of quite a few things which I want to do to promote Crazen, and I regularly post about them on my LinkedIn profile, so check them out as well. I post things with the motive of connecting people and spotting opportunities or recruiting talent. Most of what I intend to do is partnering up for free with different companies of different sizes so that I can scale up my portfolio with quality clients and quality work. A disclaimer to everyone, I do not accept every single client. And it's not about the funds they can provide me or not. It's about how interested I am about that client or the work they do, or if I feel that it's something which is mechanical of sorts, then I personally don't feel like doing that work. So that's always there on the back of my head while I'm selecting a client. I don't want to do a mechanical job where I do exactly what the client asks me to do. I love having creative freedom, and I love providing my team with the creative freedom as well. Even though I work with the team and I oversee most of the work, I allow creative freedom for all of them till it goes parallel to what we want to deliver. Currently, my immediate team consists of myself, an art director, a senior, and a junior copywriter. We have a cumulative experience of over 12 years working across various categories and scales of business and scale of businesses. So, this is Crazen Media. This podcast is brought to you by Crazen Media, and I am Crazen Media. So look forward to seeing a lot of us, a lot of me, in the coming years. So guys, the episode is over. The next time you'll be hearing from me with a brand's journey episode would be after I'm done with this client or with a major update. So subscribe to this podcast to stay updated. I'll soon be dropping the second episode for the Way Forward 2021, where I'll be talking about an upcoming trend which you ought to get into. Stay tuned for an amazing lineup of marketing and branding content coming up in the year 2021. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast. See you in the next episode. Peace.